Hello, this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, and you're listening to the first Inspired Living podcast of 2015. It is January 4th, about 10 minutes to 11 p.m. on a Sunday night, and I am talking this week at WeLiveInspired.com, which is the blog and website. I'm talking about Christmas still. And I know that we're in a new year, and I'm certainly preparing for the new year, but as I'm celebrating the start of 2015, I've also decided to break the rules and continue Christmas. Christmas this year just flew by for me in a flash, and I had a lot of stress at the end of 2014, so things didn't go quite as I planned, and I found myself rushing around and kind of rushing right through the holiday season. And Christmas is my absolute favorite time of the year. There's so many things that I enjoy doing, and I never got to do most of the things that I enjoy doing, and I really wanted to take time to relax and slow down and enjoy the season. And so while a lot of people were starting to take down their Christmas decorations after Christmas, I was still putting things up. So that's what I'm talking about when I say breaking the rules. You know, sometimes part of living inspired for me is doing things that bring me joy and happiness, even if they go against what would be considered normal. So I decided that I'm just going to continue Christmas on into January, you know, as long as I want to, because it brings me joy, and I don't care if the neighbors are taking down their decorations. There's still a few people that do have them up, but for me, I've been doing Christmassy things the week after Christmas and still into January, and we had a green Christmas here in Michigan. Normally we have snow. Last year was very snowy. In fact, we got snowed in right around Christmas time and prior to that with probably at least half a foot, if not more, of snow. And ironically enough, tonight as I was doing some Christmas celebrations, we got our first snow on January 4th. So it's quite a blustery evening out there. The wind is picking up and the snow is blowing all around. And so it really makes me feel in the spirit of the season, which I missed this year on Christmas Day because it was unseasonably warm and green out there. So my point in sharing this with you about breaking the rules and having Christmas continue for me is that really sometimes it's good to think outside of the box. And hopefully it will inspire you to do what brings you joy, regardless if it's sort of like the norm or what everybody else is doing. And I'm having a lot of fun with this. So what are some of the things I've been doing to celebrate Christmas? Well, for one thing, like I said, I started putting up decorations after Christmas. I was only able to get my tree up in time. I did get my main tree, which is a 7.5-foot tree, in the main living area. I got that up about 2 days before Christmas. The tree itself, it's a pre-lit tree. So I actually got the tree up probably a week before Christmas. It's not too easy to just drag out and plug in since it's pre-lit. But as far as the decorations, I didn't actually get decorated and finished until about 2 days before Christmas. And that was about as far as I got. And I gave myself permission this year, which I'm going to be talking more about that word, because that has to do with my word for the new year. But I gave myself permission this year to simplify, and because everything was so rushed, to just allow myself to not do all of the things that I would normally do for Christmas. Not everything has to be perfect. I decided to kind of let perfection go out the window and just do the things that bring me joy and slow down. But that being said, afterward, I started to feel kind of like the letdown of missing out on some of the things. So I continued to decorate. So after I got my tree up, now the entire living room is decorated. I have some beautiful mantel decor, and I'm just really enjoying sitting here right now with sparkle everywhere. The lights on the big 7.5-foot tree that have been up, but then also I have lighted branches and vases, and I have lighted wreaths hanging above the fireplace, and just lighted balls that are glowing all over, different candles, battery powered candles. And I put up a second little tree, which there's going to be a picture of that on the blog. If you go over to weliveinspired.com and you look for the post of the same title, called Breaking the Rules, Christmas Continues for Me, you'll get to see a little picture of this little 3-foot tree that I decorated that I put in the garden room. And my kitchen is all cozy and Christmassy, and I brought all the rest of the Christmas cozy decorations out. So that was one thing that I did. I've also been taking some early morning adventure walks. I have switched my schedule around again. This is a story for a different day because we'll be running out of time here shortly. These are just 10-minute podcasts, but I've struggled with insomnia for like the past, 10, 15 years. And I had switched my schedule around successfully to becoming a morning person and going to bed early a few months ago. And that lasted for about 3 or 4 weeks. And then we had a bunch of stressful situations occur with some family members being in the hospital and different things like that. And my sleep schedule got way off track and bad again. And so from Christmas Day forward until now, January 4th, I'm back on my schedule of getting up really early in the morning, anytime between 6 and 9 a.m., just depending. And then going to bed fairly early at night. I'll be going to bed here soon. So in light of that, I started my New Year's resolutions really early, really Christmas Day, and I started taking early morning walks. And I call them adventure walks because I really just live in the moment, and I don't really have a plan of where I'm going to go or what I'm going to do, but I like to just see where the day takes me. So I was doing that just around my little neighborhood area, and then I baked a couple of batches of Christmas cookies after Christmas, because I did not have time to bake this year before Christmas. And I did get a couple of dozen cookies made Christmas Eve because I had to. I was doing some Christmas goodie baskets for gifts this year for my family at the family Christmas. But I didn't have any leftovers, so I spent a couple days after Christmas baking. And then I went on my adventure walks and I took packages in festive boxes and drop them off at some of the neighbors' houses with Christmas cards included, even if it was a couple days after Christmas. Other things that I plan on doing that I haven't done yet is there's a couple of Christmas movies that I watch every year that it's a tradition for me. One being Bing Crosby's White Christmas. Another one being The Grinch, the cartoon version. So I'm going to be watching those here, and I've also been singing Christmas carols and enjoying that. And I'm currently reading a Christmas book that my mom got me for Christmas. It's a Debbie Mack Homer book called Angels at the Table. So I spent some time reading that this evening with a cup of chai tea. So that was really nice. I'm also doing some entertaining. So I'm going to be having some Christmas tea parties for some people yet, and some Christmas dinners for some local women here. And then also I've been knitting, doing some knitting projects, and just spending some overall time in gratitude and prayer and reflection as I think about 2014 and what that brought me, and moving into the new year. And Christmas and holiday time, Christmas and New Year's, is usually a very sacred time for me where I really reflect on my blessings, and I think a lot about the past year, and then what I want to do going forward into the new year. And because of the rush this year and all the stress that we had, I wasn't able to really spend as much time as I would like to in quiet reflection. So I'm having that time now, and it's just lovely. So we've come almost to the end of the 10 minutes for the podcast, but I just wanted to share that with you a little bit about thinking outside of the box and not having to conform to certain rules of certain standards that are the typical. Do what brings you joy, even if that means continuing Christmas on past when other people are doing it, or, you know, having a New Year's Eve party redo, or whatever brings you happiness. Keep living inspired, and we'll see you next time. Good night.